Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing Tom Tuck.
Comedian, actor, temp, clown, parking attendant, fool, trifle, temp, syllabub, temp, tiramisu, mooncake, temp, 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 spotted dick. Tom Tuck, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
Now, you and I have, of course, known each other for a good many years, but until tonight, I think I'm right in saying we've never actually spoken to one another.
No, never, never. Certainly not as ourselves.
Not as ourselves, no. Very much in one of the three voices that either of us can do.
Yes.
Which is, surprisingly, they are the same voices, aren't they? I
mean, yes.
There's this one, and then there's the northerner.
All right.
Yeah.
How have you been?
Yeah, I've been fine, thanks.
Good.
And then
Squeaky orphan.
Squeaky orphan, yeah. Which yours goes like,
"Hello, sir, how are you doing?"
Yes, and mine is something similar. Now, like so many comedians who speak with this voice that we do, you took your first steps into the laughter biz at university. Was your time at university formative, would you say? How did it format you?
Well, I think it erased a number of important files.
Right. Were they system files, do you think?
It's difficult to tell, but I do have trouble starting up.
Oh, dear. In the mornings?
Yes, in the mornings when I reboot.
Right. When you wake in the mornings, is it a hard reboot? Or?
Usually.
Right.
Less so these days, but, you know, that's aging for you.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the rush of blood, isn't it? That's what it is. Floppy disk?
3.5 inch.
Well, there's no need to brag. At university, you did a lot of acting, I seem to remember, both on and off stage.
Yes. I think my finest part was convincing them to let me go to second year.
That's right. I mean, you should have seen it.
It was quite masterful.
It's a hard thing to describe,
I think,
really.
Of it as my Dane.
Yes. You did a great Dane
that time,
I remember. Which actually worked against you, convincing them to let you come into second year.
Yes, luckily my face wasn't fully visible on the CCTV.
That's right. And that's one of the skills you have on Spotlight to this day,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, able to blur at will.
Saves a lot of money in post. I don't know, we're getting a bit niche.
I do a lot of Crime Watch.
You do a lot, whether you want to or not, you do a lot of Crime Watch. Played often by other people.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, but you've got to get your face out there. The tragedy for you being
I can't, yes. It's why the podcast is such a perfect medium.
It is. I often thought, back then, of course, they didn't exist, and I thought, if only there was an unpaid audio-only medium Tom could ace. Because he's just failing at all the rest. But I feel he's got untapped talent somewhere. Do you know what I mean, though?
No.
Well, that's part of the problem, I think.
Yeah, no, probably. I keep bashing my head against things I'm never going to break through.
That's right. Like glass ceilings,
walls,
casting directors.
Yeah, yes. Casting directors. Yeah. They really don't like it.
They hate it when you bash through them, don't they? Yes. After university, we would actually, listener, would embark upon a career in comedy together by forming the infamous sketch trio The Dirty Fistfuls.
Oh, yes.
Now, who
Heady Days.
Heady Days. They were Heady Days. And we performed sketches exclusively set on Pancake Day 1993. Now, do you think that held us back?
Yes. I think because obviously that was sort of pre-Diana dying, and a lot of our stuff, a lot of the sketches referenced Diana, and it really didn't go down well with audiences.
They were like, when is this? What's going on? People really needed to know a lot about Princess Diana in order to get
and
through.
And Pancake Day. And also the Premier League 92-93 season.
That's right. Most sketches reference that, I think, to remember.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Who could forget Tony Yeboah's great goal?
All of our audiences, as
yes,
it turns out.
Yes, all of the audiences.
All of them forgot Tony Yeboah's great goal. Was that a Shrove Tuesday goal? I forget.
No, but the match of the day in which it was shown was the Shrove Tuesday.
I mean, this is the reaction we got back then as well. Did you think those days would last forever?
Yes. Yes, I really thought we would be doing those same nine sketches.
We wrote them all on the first day.
All on the first day. Thought, well, who needs more?
Who needs more?
We are the Stone Roses of comedy.
Yeah. That's a 1993 reference we used to make often. Yeah, I felt as though we'd really hit on something that nobody else understood, and that was that every day could be Pancake Day.
Mm.
You know?
And we ended every show with that line. We held hands, and then we kissed.
We kissed, and then continued to kiss whilst we made four rounds of pancakes.
Covering ourselves liberally in lemon and sugar.
Yes. But of course, by that point, the audience had left.
Yes.
Yes. But they were heady days. Do you remember the third chap?
I want to say Clarence.
You're welcome to say Clarence.
Clarence.
Well done.
Thank you.
But his name was Humphrey. Yes, I felt it was a union of equals in some ways, but not in most ways.
Yes.
Yes. Which role do you think you occupied in the group, would you say?
A small one.
Yes. And no one was going to take that away from you.
Oh, no.
Bar a horrific traffic accident. Do you remember that gig we did in that upturned sinking ferry?
Oh,
do you remember
yes,
that?
Yes.
Yes. What happened there? What was that our fault? I can't quite recall. We did a lot of poor gigs back then, were they? All of them poor because of us.
No, I think I might have kicked a hole through the hull.
I mean, when you were cross, you were cross. Weren't
oh
you?
Yes. I was furious that the lights hadn't gone off on our beautiful punchline, Dodie. I mean, in context, exquisite. And the lights hadn't gone off. And as you know, in sketch comedy, that's how people know when to laugh. Because
Absolutely.
Obviously, none of it's funny.
None of it's funny. And blackout is our only tool. We, of course, briefly abandoned the whole Pancake Day 1993 thing to try and get on television.
Yes, yes.
But it inevitably was less charming. What would you do differently if you could drown your younger self and take his place?
I think I probably wouldn't have pitched to television as we did a show all about 1970s BBC TV personalities.
We really pitched that at the wrong time,
yes,
didn't we?
We were ahead and behind the curve.
Yeah. There was going to be a renewed interest in that period of BBC TV,
but not in a light-hearted manner.
Not in the way we thought.
No.
Your Stuart Hall was excellent.
Yes. Of course, I'm standing here on the bridge like Achilles, and look, there's a goal. It was brilliant.
Yeah, but we can't do it anymore. No. We can't do it.
And your Rolf Harris was really litigious.
It was. I was litigious about it.
Oh, yes.
I sued Rolf Harris
I'm glad you pointed
saying it was bloody atrocious. I think you'll find legally it is distinctly accurate. Yes. Yes, and who can forget Humphrey Savile? But sadly, no one. He fled the country shortly afterwards. Of course, the Dirty Fistfuls now do shows exclusively on Kiss FM. What's been your favourite of those, would you say?
Ooh. Maybe the one about cheesecake.
Yes. Yes, I enjoyed that one.
Yes, we... It started well, though, didn't it?
Yes, it started well by adding all the ingredients together.
Adding all the ingredients. But we made the cheesecake live on radio. Never
first,
been done before.
No
never
one had
been
ever done
before.
Before.
No one had ever made a cheesecake on radio. But we did burn the studio down whilst
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed it. It was a shame all of the guest stars died.
Yes.
In the fire.
It is quite nice that they replaced Olivia Colman with that droid. No one's noticed.
I don't think we're supposed to talk about that. No one has noticed. We thought we'd never get away with it because the robot was far bigger. But everyone just assumed she was pregnant. She even filmed Mitchell and Webb in that state. But no.
No, it's fine. No.
Robot. Robot. But the robot's almost better, I think.
Well, see, that's why she does so much work, because there's actually no laws against it.
Isn't that right?
Yes, you can work an Olivia Colman bot as hard as you want.
Now, you won't know this about Tom, but he is one of the greatest legal comedy minds in the business. He can tell you what is and isn't legal about comedy to within...
Two decimal places.
Two decimal places, which is more than most people require.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian being recorded live, then we have a new monthly show at the King's Place Theatre in London. The next show is on Thursday, the 11th of April. Tickets are available from kingsplace.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You would eventually forge ahead alone, of course, putting your role as the short one in the Dirty Fistfuls behind you to be the short one in Tom Tuck Tells You Things He Knows. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't so much a comedy show as sort of a list of niche trivia, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, had you any idea when you embarked on that venture that it would be exactly as successful as it was?
No. Because actually, originally, it wasn't a show.
Oh, really?
It was just me in a room listing things to the empty room. And that caught on, oddly enough. People just
started
coming.
Well, that's almost exactly like a fringe show, isn't it?
Well, no, because a fringe show, you do tend to tell people that it's on, advertise it.
Oh, I see.
You know, flyers made, posters printed, maybe do a tweet.
You're right. The difference between being alone in a room rambling and a fringe show
is
PR. That is PR. The difference. That is the one difference. You're quite right.
But I just wanted a space where I could list all of the things that I knew.
Right. For an hour.
For an hour, regularly, once a week.
Yes. Did you run out of things to list after the hour, or you just had to stop there?
Well, the thing is, I do forget easily, so I have no idea if I've ever repeated myself.
Well, as one of your oldest and closest friends, I can say... No, you haven't. You've not even reused a word.
Bloody yes.
He's never said yes to me before. Now, you had a less successful radio adaptation of that show, if I'm...
Yes, absolutely.
Where you changed topic of the things you were listing each episode. What were the topics again, can you remember?
Number one was the capitals that are no longer capitals in the world.
Incredible, that fills an hour. Can you believe that?
Dar es Salaam.
The faces were important to
the
it,
faces
I remember.
Were important. It's why the radio didn't
work
play
because
as well.
If you don't do the faces, well. There is nothing funny about
no,
it, is
just saying Dar es Salaam. Pausing slightly.
That's right.
And the second episode yes. was plants who think are poisonous but aren't.
So...
Holly.
Oh, yes. Is it not?
No.
Oh.
It's just not tasted. And those different things.
Yes. What plant will kill you?
Diddly nightshade. The clue's in the name.
Well, oh, right. So you might not have been providing so much of a service as perhaps you thought if deadly is in the name of all the poisonous ones.
I don't think it's in the name of foxglove. I'll just check. No, it's not.
It does have the word fox in it, which is slightly threatening.
Yes, but also slightly sexy.
Is it?
Mmm. What a glove. No, hang on. Glovey lady.
You find foxes sexy?
Have you seen Maid Marian?
No, I haven't. Yeah, but foxes root through bins. I mean...
Ought not to laugh about that.
No, fair enough.
They're inquisitive,
I like an inquisitive, headstrong, independent woman.
Yes, who likes nibbling.
Would you like to do more of that series, do you think?
Well, I did pitch for a second series, but I think wisely Radio 4 said... No.
There are no more plants.
There are no... Well, that was only episode 2.
Oh, right. What were the other... What were the other 18?
Episode 3 was every cast member of Saved by the Bell and their shoe size.
Incredible. What was Mr. Belding's?
11 and a half.
Wow, that's surprisingly large. Is that UK or American?
No, that's European, weirdly enough.
Why? Tiny feet.
Why did this not get recommissioned? Basically hooves. Yeah. Belding had hooves. What about Lisa? What were Lisa's shoe size?
Nine.
UK or American?
No, that was European.
No, European, nine.
Like chopsticks.
I mean, this is like unearthing a conspiracy theory that the entire cast of Saved by the Bell had pegs for feet.
Well, it's actually paid for by Corrective Shoe Company. That's right. Why you couldn't tell on the actual show, because they all had sort of adaptations strapped to their feet.
Well, they had normal sized feet on the show, I think.
Yes, exactly. But they were just slotted into the.
Wow, that was number 3. What was number 4?
Episode 4 was every mention of the Quran in popular cinema.
What was number 5?
Number 5 was every mention of popular cinema in the Quran.
How many are there?
2.
2? Okay, let's see if I can guess.
They're oblique. They're quite oblique.
Let me see if I can guess. Is it 101 Dalmatians? It's a Pongo reference. I know it's a Pongo reference.
I'll give you that.
And then is it...
You're not going to get it.
I'm not going to get it.
It's the Englishman who went up a hill and came down Muhammad brought him the mountain.
Yes, that's right. Of course it is. You don't need to name the...
Other 12.
The other 12 episodes if you don't want to.
Flightless birds.
Penguin.
Emu. Rhea. Ostrich. Dodo.
Now, that one's dead.
Yes, but I didn't say currently alive flightless birds.
Wow, you might have to go quite far back then.
Well, technically, you do have to list all of the extinct but flighted birds, because they are no longer flighted.
You're right.
So, The Rock.
I did not know he was a bird.
Oh, right. Yes.
I've certainly never seen him fly.
Yeah, tiny feet, but he uses the same kind of foot extensions that they probably had on Saved by the Bell.
Tiny pegs for feet.
Tiny pegs, well, no, little, you know.
He can't get off the ground. He's too muscly. Oh, what a tragic story that now is.
Have you ever seen him wrestle?
He bulked up so much he could no longer fly. It's like, it's a kid's book for the ages, for the testosterone generation, isn't it? Poor The Rock. He's had such a beastly time of it, turns out. You are also the co-host and creator of the cult live show, The Conservatory Corridor Tutorial Anxiety. Or Cuckatar.
Cuckatar.
Yes, where otherwise relatable comedians attempt material no one will like. Now, what was your thinking behind that? Did you spot a gap in the market?
Well, I just saw a lot of relatable comedians on normal, everyday gigs.
Mm.
Doing stuff that was sabotaging their work. And I thought, why not collect all of that together and put it in one easy-to-digest show?
Like a pill or suppository?
Or alone. And you could put all the hateful nonsense they were trying in the middle of their very funny sets.
Yes.
And we put it all in the same place, and that way the audience could hate them all the more.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of you.
Yes. It's less a gig in itself and more a service to other gigs.
For our audience who may not know Kukata, what sort of acts do your comedians perform? I mean, what have you had on in the past?
We've had a man slowly kiss 100 plates. Which he was trying in mainstream clubs in between some jokes about his mother and some jokes about his girlfriend. And it really sort of...
And it nicely lifted out.
Lifted out, and then he goes, oh, that's just jokes in a row. That's a much better set.
Well, that's but very clever.
So he came in, because of course if you take something out of your set, you need to put it somewhere.
That's right.
Or it burns a hole in your mind.
That's right. I don't know if you know this about comedians, but once you've invented something, it stays with you for life. There is nothing you can do about it. It's like a child or a mole.
Or herpes.
Who would you love to get on Kukata?
Michael McIntyre, I think.
Really?
Yes.
What of his routines that you've seen do you think would lift nicely out and be placed in your show?
Oh, just the 8-minute skipping section.
Just skipping for 8 minutes?
8 minutes, yes.
Would that go down well with your crowd?
I don't know, but that's what Kukata's all about.
Mm.
To see...
Not caring whether it'll go down well.
Not caring whether it goes down well, yes.
Yes.
And that's the purity of the evening.
That is. It's becoming clear to me now. It's becoming clear. The audience do not... factor in. Now, if we could...
But they keep coming back.
They keep
it's
coming
astonishing.
Back. I mean, what is that? Is that...
In their droves.
If we could move away from the comedian Tom Tuck, as many people have wanted to in the past, and for a moment focus instead on the normal person, or mundanian Tom Tuck. Mm-hmm. When you inevitably reach the end of your life, and I have every faith that you will...
Thank you.
What do you...
Don't want to die before then?
No, absolutely not. That would be a great shame, wouldn't it? You'd miss your own funeral. By a few weeks or something.
People usually do.
Yeah. What do you predict will be your greatest regret?
You know, I don't think I have any.
No regrets whatsoever?
No. I'm a big Robbie Williams fan, you see.
I mean, I'd start with that.
Yes, fair enough.
Yes.
I regret every Robbie Williams single I bought.
How many?
11.
Can you name all of them?
Sure. Rock DJ.
Yes.
Kids. With
Kylie, of course, yes.
That terrible cover he did with Nicole Kidman.
Doing it for the... No, that was Kids.
That was Kids.
It's Cold Outside. No. The whole of the Moulin Rouge.
Yes, the whole of the Moulin
they released as a single. Terrible idea. It took up all of Top of the Pops.
The 16-minute Megamix, yes.
The 16-minute Megamix, yeah.
Angels, of course.
Yes.
Millennium. Look at that car.
Yes. People forget, look at that car. But I think it's a good song.
Ooh,
it's a good early 2000s song, yeah. You know? Oh, look at that car. It's a lot like David Hasselhoff's song now I think about it.
Freedom. Ooh, I've got a suit on.
They got more and more cockney, didn't they, really? I mean, you've got...
And then I bought Angels 2 more times.
Well, you're no fool,
yes.
Clearly. To end, Tom, if we may, because we simply must. Not that end.
Right, no, to end, Tom.
I'm not going to murder you.
Okay.
Just yet. What do you think are the three funniest words that have ever come out of your mouth?
Flapjack.
Very funny.
Knapsack.
Very similar.
And hovercraft.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Doing nothing in this room, but you know.
Yes.
You stick to what you know. Tom Tuck, thank you for letting me inside you.
Thanks for trying to get in.
Tom Tuck.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, please leave us a review and follow at Inside Comedian on Twitter.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.